You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The gaggle of guests rolls on this tremendous Thursday. Just heard from Josh Norris, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider. Thought he had an interesting note on the Dolphins-Jaguars game. Maybe Mike Gesicki being the key in that game for the Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa coming back into the offense to start against Jacksonville in London on Sunday. Sam Panayotovich coming up in 20 minutes. Ness and Fox Sports Chicken Dinner podcast giving us NFL and college football picks for the weekend. Power Hour, Final Hour. Ken and I going to give you our bets again for the Dodgers and the Giants, game number 5, do or die, NLDS. Our hockey picks for tonight, where Bill and I will attempt to do better than last night, where we went like 1-25. It's only a slight exaggeration. It's going to be better tonight. Math kind of dictates that's the case. Or it'll be just as bad, which I guess is possible too.
Tune in to find out.
Tune in to find out. It's like that's a new like NBC show. Watch Nick and Bill lose their money. It's awesome.
Right. I'll watch that then La Brea, probably.
I love like sinkhole, you fall down the sinkhole, and now like you're in the Mesozoic era. Yeah. We've really run out of ideas to this degree.
You know, the Cretaceous.
Sinkhole equals portal back in time. Like, can we get some better ideas for La Brea? Get the hell out of here.
La Brea, stupid. Not great. Ordinary Joe, I would argue, probably not a big hit either. There's a lot going on.
I don't even know what any of these things are. Here's my television viewing now. I watch The Challenge, Great British Baking Show, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. That's basically it right now. Bucks and Eagles, side total prop bets coming up in the Power Hour as well. Full 40 minutes will be spent on Tampa and Philadelphia. But right now, we welcome to the show. Love having him on the show. Have him on basically every week here on You Better You Bet. And I think we're all smarter for it and more profitable as well. I call him the fantasy football goat because that's exactly what he is. His website is establishtherun.com. I'm a subscriber. Absolutely awesome. Not just football information, but we'll have his coworker, Mike Gallagher, on during basketball season. Mike was a beast for us in the NBA playoffs. So we're definitely going to have Mike back on the show, establish the Run's NBA coverage. It's our pal, Evan Silva, on Twitter, at Evan Silva. Evan, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Tremendous Thursday, BetQL. Nick and Ken, how did week 5 treat you and yours, my friend?
It was good in fantasy. It was a really good fantasy week and another rough week for sports betting. You know, we started this sports betting show on Thursdays. We do it on YouTube, and we're kind of off to a slow start. We had a great week 4, but week 5 was a struggle. Hopefully, we're going to be able to dig ourselves out of this hole, and, you know, the people can benefit. But, you know, I got to be honest. I got to be transparent. Haven't been killing it in the sports betting section, but we'll get better.
Well, Evan, I'll just say this, but then I'll hand the baton to Ken in a second.
Last year. We did great last year. I don't know what the deal has been this year, but hopefully it's just variance, you know, small sample variance.
I can tell you that we got our asses absolutely handed to us in week 5 as a show collectively. So like, this was not I think we're all going to get back on track this week. I got killed last week. All good. We turn the page now, Ken. I think we're all going to have a really nice week number 6.
Yeah, if college football didn't exist, if there were only professional football, this would not be a very fun fall so far. College football has really saved the day versus the professionals. So I'm kind of with you, Evan, on that one. Well, let's see if we can turn the page starting tonight. Let's see if you have a plan.
Our props have been saving us.
Excellent.
Our player props have been saving us.
I mean, as you would imagine, right? Fantasy DFS angles and all that stuff. I know you guys are all over player props there. I know Nick like references you guys all the time, NBA stuff too. So maybe it's props for tonight's game, Thursday Night Football. Maybe it's a play on the side or the total with Tampa Bay at Philadelphia. Tom Brady's hand might kind of dictate like how you feel about the game, whether you want to bet one side or another. Let's kind of assume at least that it's going to be remotely healthy, or you know, he's at least going to start tonight, and we'll kind of see how it goes, Evan. So Tampa between a 6.5 and a 7-point favorite, total about 52, Tampa at Philadelphia. Your thoughts on Thursday Night Football?
Yeah, and you know, I've been trying to talk myself into taking something tonight other than the Kenny Gainwell overs, because I think that this game adds up really well for Kenny Gainwell, because first of all, he tends to play more when the Eagles are trailing and they are near touchdown dogs here. He also tends to play more when the Eagles are passing, and teams tend to have a really high situation neutral passing rate when they're facing Tampa Bay, because they've just acknowledged that nobody can run on Tampa Bay with Vita Vea and Shaq Barrett and JPP and Ndamukong Suh and all those guys up front. And then those guys clearing, you know, creating a lot of space for Devin Smith to run sideline to sideline. So I think that this is a good situation for Kenny Gainwell to maybe have like a blow up game. But other than that, I really struggled to handicap this one. I like to have some action on Thursday nights, but you know, I haven't been able to talk myself into taking anything. I'm sure I will, you know, within the next 2 hours though.
Well, I can tell you, I'll definitely be on the over. Ken's got a play on the side of the game. We'll talk about it coming up next in the Power Hour on You Better You Bet. Evan, I've got to play side and total with the Packers and the Bears. I know you're there locally in Chicago. Curious what you think about this game, if you think there's value to be gleaned on either the side or total, or maybe it's a player prop idea that you have. And I know numbers aren't like widely available just yet. Maybe it's a player that you think could exceed expectations, but anything you have for us here, Green Bay at Chicago, Packers a 4.5-point favorite at Soldier Field, total about 44.5. Anything for you with the Packers and the Bears coming up on Sunday?
It's a tough one because the Packers are in a situation somewhat similar to when they were playing at Cincinnati last week. I think it wound up being a push because I think the spread closed at 3. But the Bears are a worse team, but it's more points. You know, it's 5.5. I mean, that's a lot of points for a road favorite. But at the same time, on the other side, like, the Bears have been so conservative with the way that they have utilized Justin Fields so far. Through 3 starts, he's got 20 pass attempts, 17 pass attempts, 20 pass attempts, and then 3 rushing attempts, 3 rushing attempts, 3 rushing attempts. Like, they got the kid gloves, they got the training wheels on Justin Fields, and they've been winning that way. You know, they've won 2 in a row. They're 3-2 right now. We don't think of the Bears as a very good team, but I mean, they're off to a 3-2 start. Why would they change anything from what they've been doing when they've been winning? So I expect them to be very conservative. You know, their defense, it looked bad in week 1 against the Rams. It's been pretty good the last 4 weeks. You know, the total is 44.5. I don't know. Again, 5.5 is a lot of points for a road favorite in Green Bay. I think it's another pass.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Evan, one of the more interesting games on the NFL card this week. Curious if you have a play on this game. So the Ravens play that completely ridiculous Monday night game against the Colts, like 16 down in the fourth, come back and force overtime and obviously win the game. And then they draw the Chargers here next to obviously play the crazy game against Cleveland. So two teams coming off like high profile, big wins that drew a lot of, you know, national attention. Spotlight was on Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson, maybe among the MVP favorites now to win that award. So curious if you have any plays on Baltimore, about a field goal favorite between 2.5 and 3 with a total of about 53.
Yeah, and first of all, it's a very interesting real-life game because Lamar Jackson, you know, people on the internet like call him a running back. It's so ridiculous. Sorry, excuse my language. It's ridiculous. It's like the worst meme on the internet calling Lamar Jackson a running back when this dude is like top four in the NFL in yards per pass attempt at 9.1, and he's put this team on his back as a passer, even despite his left tackle, Ronnie Stanley, being out, his left guard, Tyree Phillips, being out, you know, Marquise Brown dropping the 3 touchdown passes in week 3. And he hasn't been as effective as usual as a runner. I mean, he's still been good on a per play basis, but he's not running as much because he's been having so much success passing. And Brandon Staley, going back to the Rams, and especially this year, they don't put a bunch of guys in the box. They drop guys into coverage. They make you, you know, they almost like try to suffocate you into running the football. The Ravens can't run the football this year. So it's from a strategic, a tactical standpoint, it's a really interesting real life game. In a sports betting, I do have an angle on this. I think that I think you take the Chargers at +2.5 at the Ravens. I think the Chargers are maybe a top 5 team in the NFL. And I think they're just significantly superior. And they also are one of the best coached teams in the NFL. So you can kind of count on, you can feel comfortable betting on the Chargers week in and week out as long as they're healthy. And they're starting to take some hits on the offensive line. Ode Abushi, Ryan Bulaga, their right guard, their right tackle. But I think they'll be able to get it done here, +2.5 at Baltimore.
Yeah, I know, Evan, you were bullish on Brandon Staley in the offseason. We were too. I know Ken's kind of happy because he's got sitting on some Brandon Staley Coach of the Year tickets here because he may get this locked up at some point in the near future if the Chargers keep on rolling. You better, you bet, BetQL. It is a tremendous Thursday. We're chatting the National Football League week number 6 with our pal, the great Evan Silva from Establish the Run. As a reminder, Evan and his co-founder at ETR, Adam Levitan, doing a sports betting show on YouTube, the Establish the Run YouTube page, which everyone should check out if you like Evan's content, which you obviously should. Evan, let's go to the Cowboys and the Patriots. I think a really fascinating game, both from like a player prop perspective, fantasy perspective, sports betting, and real life, just like really interesting, right? Where Dallas kind of like the immovable force right now, but going to New England, take on Billy B at his place. So I feel like we've got some people that like the Cowboys. I know Ken likes the Patriots this week. We've had some other pros come on. They're on the Patriots here to cover this number, +4, +3.5. What do you think here with Dallas? It's like a 3.5-point favorite, and it's a high total, it feels like, around 51. What do you like here, Dallas and New England?
Yeah, and I hate betting unders, but I think that this would be the spot to bet the under. You win at 30-20, you know, you win at 27-23, and I don't even think the Patriots would be able to get there against Dallas, which has played really underrated defense so far. I guess they have gotten some publicity about how well their defense has performed, but, I mean, they've been really, really strong defensive. They're really fast on defense. They've got a good secondary, you know, and they've been doing this without DeMarcus Lawrence up front. But I just, the way the speed at which they play is really, really impressive. It shows up when you watch him. It shows up in the box score. And I think the Patriots are going to have a tough time scoring points against Dallas. I also think that you know, Bill Belichick, and as much as the recency bias can come into play, you know, from a mindset standpoint, because we just saw Davis Mills out of nowhere. Maybe the most shocking occurrence of week five, Davis Mills shredding the Patriots defense. But I think we can attribute some of that to, you know, they were just coming off this super emotional game against, you know, the Tom Brady return to Foxborough game. I think, you know, in the first 4 weeks, they were really good in pass defense. I think that they can slow the Cowboys down enough that we can get this under. Again, we can still have, you know, a fairly high scoring game at 27-23, 30-20, and we can still win this.
Evan, you've said a couple of times with some of the games we've gone over, like great real life game, like a game that you actually want to watch, even if you don't have a bet on. So Vegas Denver is not a great real life game, but because of what's happened this week with Gruden, obviously it has that like kind of great real life intrigue where people are going to be interested, obviously big time in terms of what happens in this game. Curious if what's happened with Gruden this week, obviously, you know, resigning, like whether that has an impact on offense, defensive unit, and your handicapping as the Raiders come into Denver and they're a 3.5 point underdog with a total of 44. So kind of give me your handicap on the game. Do you think the Gruden news like matters in any way, shape or form, and any on-field stuff that you like as well?
Well, sometimes when you see a coach relieved of their duties or they step down or whatever, you know, you'll see like a slight bump for that team, like a positive bump for that team. I don't see that being the case in this situation, because I think it's a situation that, you know, may have caused some division in the locker room, or, you know, some division that not that, you know, one side is right or one side is wrong, but just, you know, there's like a loss of trust almost that goes on here within the organization. And I don't see any scenario going from John Gruden to Rich Bisaccia, you know, the special teams coach, who has really never been under consideration for any head coaching job in his life. I'm surprised they didn't go to Gus Bradley, who has been an NFL head coach before. I don't see any scenario where they do get that positive bump. At the same time, do the Broncos deserve to be favored by 3.5? That hook is hurting right now. So I think this is another pass for me. And the total is, the Broncos are just such an under team that I could never take an over there. And 43.5, it's tough to bet unders at that kind of a total. So it's an ugly game and a game that I'm not excited to watch.
Oh, I'm gonna be on the Raiders. Just cover, baby, at anything above 3 for our guy Rich Bisaccia. At least a short-term bump, I think, from like my next-door neighbor, Rich Bisaccia in Staten Island, New York. Evan, let's close with this. We only have about 30 seconds to go. We're running up against the break. Is there any like bet that you like for a game this week? Anything fantasy-related? Anything that you think could be actionable for our listeners and viewers that you'd like to share that we've not already talked about in like 30 seconds?
Yeah, well, at Establish the Run, we put out the over on Carson Wentz at 233 passing yards. Of course, it got steamed immediately, and now it's up to like 244, but I still like it against Houston. We just saw Carson Wentz play his best game of the season. The Colts' offensive line is getting healthier. I love the connection that he has shown so far with Michael Pittman. And against the Texans' defense, indoors, you don't have to worry about weather. Carson Wentz over 244 passing yards. I like that a lot.
Evan, you and Adam Levitan are absolute studs. Again, everyone should be checking out your guys' sports betting show on YouTube, on the Establish the Run YouTube page. Like, and don't stress week five. Like, we got creamed. It's all good. We're all going to bounce back. Evan, good luck this week, and we look forward to talking to you again next week here on You Better You Bet. Thank you very much.
All right.
That's our pal Evan Silver from ETR joining us here on You Better You Bet. The gaggle of guests continues to close out hour number 3 right after this, when our pal Sam Panayotovich, Nesson Fox Sports Chicken Dinner. You know what? We'll just be right back.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The prop king, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.